从彼得后书第一章啊，跟大家一起来学习更有价值的追求。
So this afternoon we would like to study Second Peter chapter 1 about the better pursuit.
好，我们活在世界上啊，生命很有限。
So our life is very limited while living in this world.
到底我们要追求什么？
What should we pursue?
啊，用生意的话来讲，就是有限的时间、有限的精力啊，要投资在哪里？
So if we speak of it as a business, then we have a limited time and we have limited resources. How should we spend what we have?
大家都知道，不管怎么投资，如果到最后连本钱都会归零，这一定不是有智慧的。
So no matter how we invest, if we end up losing our investment and we end up with nothing, then that's not a good investment.
哦，但是当死亡来到，
But when the time comes,
一切都归零，
it will all end up being zero.
哦，所以我们看世界上人一般到底在追求什么？
So what do most people pursue in this world?
我们看耶利米书第九章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章二十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24.
请读。第九章二十四节。
Chapter 9 verse 24.
耶利米书。Jeremiah。好，第九章二十四节，好了，我来念哈。主说啊，智慧人不要因为他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口，啊，财主不要因为他的财物夸口。二十四节
，verse 24，
夸口的却因为他有聪明啊，认识我是神，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是神说的。这里在提到世界上人夸口有三件事情。
So here it talks about the three things that man praises in this world.
第一个是智慧。
First is wisdom.
那智慧以现在的话来讲是什么？教育。
And what's at wisdom today? It's education.
哦，所以啊，现在的人啊，如果能够从最好的学校毕业，啊，这是非常荣耀的事情。
So it is a glory to be able to graduate from the best school.
那每一年我们看这个报纸都会报道全世界最出名的大学排名榜。
Every year there's a report of the top 10 schools in the world.
大概前十名里面的七八名都是在美国的。
Now of the top 10, usually around 7 or 8 of these schools are in the US.
那如果你从这一些学校出来，哇，真的是非常荣耀。
So it is very glorious for you to graduate from these top schools.
那毕业以后呢？
Once you graduate,
下面说勇士不要因为他的勇力夸口。
Then the mighty will find glory in his might.
这个勇力现在讲就是人的能力，工作的能力。
So, being mighty means being very capable.
那工作的能力在美国这个社会里面，能力高，你职位就爬得高。
And in this world, in the society today, those who are capable are able to rise in their careers.
所以过了几年就变成公司的主管。
So they can become a management.
在这个名片上面有一个非常高的一个头衔。
And they have a great job title on their business card.
这个代表你的能力。
That is your might.
这个就是人的荣耀。
And that is the glory for man.
那第三个呢？
And the third goal
就是财物。
Is riches.
人的钱财。
Our wealth.
钱财多，我们能够买别人买不到的东西。
The wealthier we are, the more we're able to buy what others cannot.
所以现在人一般一生的投资离不开学识、地位、钱财。
So when we invest in our life, it's hard to avoid investing in our wisdom, might, and riches.
但是死亡来到，这三个都是归零了。
But when death comes, it all turns to nothing.
所以这个叫做人生的虚空。
And that is the meaninglessness of life.
但是我们对人生虚空的觉悟，不是要让我们灰心，过着很消极的生活。
But realizing that it is all meaningless doesn't mean that we should be depressed in our lives.
如果我们彻底的觉悟，人生是虚空的，我们才会彻底的改变我们追求的方向。
Because only when we realize the meaninglessness of life, then will we change our direction.
如果我们不会觉得人生是虚空的，我们就不会改变我们生活追求的方向。
If we do not believe that life is meaningless, then we won't change what we are pursuing.
所以你看世界上人，他一直往那里钻下去。
We see how people continue the pursuit in life.
有两个可能。
And there's two reasons.
第一个可能
，First
possibility, 他不会觉得虚空。
They don't find it meaningless.
因为他很忙。
Because they're very busy.
那他得到很多人的赞美。
They receive lots of praise.
第二个。
Second,
即使他觉得虚空，他也没有第二条路可以走。
Even if they realize things are meaningless, they have no other path to take.
不然你要我做什么？
What do you want me to do then?
所以他就一直钻下去，钻到死为止。
So they continue to pursue till death.
好，那对一个有信仰人来讲，
for someone with faith,
这个信仰啊，不只是追求神的恩典。
And faith, not only do you seek God's blessings.
我们在布道会常常讲很多神的恩典，非常好。
And during our spiritual convocation, we often talk about God's blessings. That's very good.
可以感受神的存在。
Because it allows us to experience God's presence.
而且感受神很爱我。
And allows us to feel God's love.
我们觉得很幸福。
And we feel very blessed.
神很爱我。
That God loves us.
但是这个神的恩典哦，我们在物质上今生的死了也就过去了。
However, God's blessings for us, whether it be you know, material wealth or others, it still ends when you die.
所以这个价值还是有限的。
So its value is still limited.
那在信仰里面有没有什么我去追求，我死了那个价值还在？
But what can we pursue in our faith will hold its value after our death?
那个就是真的有价值。
Then that is something that is actually valuable.
彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章的第四节。
Verse 4.
第一章第四节。
By which has been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这里讲他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们。
So he has given us the exceedingly great and precious promises.
宝贵就是钱买不到的。
So it's precious because it cannot be bought by money.
钱买得到的不算宝贵了。
Because if you can buy it, then it's not precious.
我有钱就有，这有什么宝贵？
As long as I can buy it and I can have it, then that's nothing special.
所以以前我到一个地方去，哇，那个弟兄啊，赚很多钱。
I once went to a particular place and there was a really wealthy brother.
那 iPhone 刚出来的时候，他小孩子就在玩 iPhone。
So when the iPhone was first introduced, his children are already using it.
对他来讲，钱很多只是算不了什么。
Since he had so much money, this was nothing.
所以钱买不到，这个才是宝贵。
But something that cannot be bought, now that is precious.
那又极大，这个大就是说，世界你没有办法比的。
It's also exceedingly great, as in it's incomparable.
你在世界没有一个可以比的，这个叫做大。
There is nothing that you can compare it to in this world.
那这个到底是什么？
So what is this?
如果我们再读下去，
As we continue reading,
脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。
That through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
这个叫做又宝贵又极大的应许。
So this is the great and precious promise.
脱离世上情欲来的败坏，可以跟神的性情有份。
That you can escape the corruption that is in the world through lust, so that we can become partakers of the divine nature.
那什么叫做跟神的性情有份？
And what does it mean to be partakers of the divine nature?
圣经里面说，从来没有人看见神。
Bible tells us that no one has seen God.
但是父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
But his only son reveals who he is.
那个独生子就是主耶稣。
And this only son is Jesus Christ.
将神表明出来。
He represents Jesus, shows God.
那圣经里面又说。
And the Bible also tells us.
神的本性，一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
That God's nature lives in Christ Jesus.
到底我们所拜这个神，神人有人性啊，神有神性，到底这个神性是什么？
So man has man's nature and God has God's nature. So what is his nature?
那个神性就是有形有体，有形就是你看得见的，有体就是你摸得到的，在耶稣的身上。
So God's nature can be seen, physically seen and experienced through Christ Jesus.
所以我们在主耶稣看到什么？
So what do we see in Christ Jesus?
看到主耶稣的爱跟主的怜悯。
We see God's love and God's mercy.
啊，看到主耶稣的圣洁跟主耶稣的谦卑。
God's holiness and God's humility.
啊，看到主耶稣的公义。
God's justice.
啊，我们看到很多神的本性就在主耶稣的身上。
And we see God's very nature in Jesus Christ.
但是啊，有时候我们看到一个人性情很好，但是那个是他的性情，我的性情没有这么好啊，他是他，我是我，没有关系的。
So sometimes we meet someone who's good nature and then we think, well, that's their nature and I have my nature, it's fine.
但是我们看到主耶稣把神的本性表现出来，这个跟我们有关系的。
But when we see God's nature as through Jesus Christ, that's something we have to, that matters.
所以圣经说，啊，你们在他里面也要得到丰盛，丰盛的本性。
So in, the Bible tells us that in him that we will receive a bountiful bounty.
所以这里讲我们可以跟神的性情有份，就是到最后我们有主耶稣的品德跟性情。
So here when it says that we may be partakers of the divine nature, it means that one day we can take on his character.
这个就是最宝贵，钱买不到，世界没有办法比较的，神要给我们的应许。
And that is the great and precious promise that cannot be purchased.
啊，那既然是应许啊，不是说你信耶稣自动就有了。
And since it's a promise, it means that it doesn't mean that you will automatically receive it upon belief.
神是应许给我们得圣灵。
God has promised us the Holy Spirit.
但是主耶稣说，你要把圣灵给求他的人，我们要求。
But Jesus Christ tells us that it's given to those who seek it.
那神应许要给我们他的这个神性要充满在我们里面。
So if God promises us to give us his divine nature,
我们没有说受洗起来，哦，这个人看起来很像耶稣，因为昨天他洗礼了，不是这样啊。
Just because someone was baptized yesterday doesn't mean that he rises up and suddenly takes on the divine character.
哦，这个是应许。如果我们真的要有神的本性充满，要去追求。
This is a promise. So if we want to take on this divine character, then we have to seek it.
好，那如果我们去追求跟神的性情有份。
And once we pursue and when we have a part of in his divine character,
我们把我们的时间精力投资在这里。
And when we invest our time and our energy here,
为什么这是最有意义的？
Why is this the most meaningful?
啊，为什么这是最有价值的？
Why is this the most valuable?
啊，如果我们看彼得后书第一章，
If we look at 2 Peter chapter 1,
啊，彼得后书第一章，
2 Peter chapter 1,
啊，第八节，
Verse 8, For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里说你就不至于闲懒不结果子。这句话把它倒过来讲，我们就会多结果子。
So here it says you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful. In other words, you'll be full of bounty.
果树的价值就是会结果子。
The value of a fruit tree is in its fruit.
那这里用果树来描写每一个人。
So here it uses the example of a fruit tree to represent us.
别人在我们身上有没有找到果子呢？
Do people see fruit on us?
如果别人在我们身上找到果子，
If they see the fruit,
我们这棵果树的存在对这个人来别人来讲就非常的可贵。
Then our fruit tree is valuable to that person.
因为这个果子他可以享用。
Because they can enjoy the fruit.
所以如果我们是一个多结果子的果树，
So if we are a fruit tree that's full of fruit,
我们的家人会觉得，哦，我们真好。
Then our family members will think, wow, this is, you're very good.
因为你会结果子，我们大家都享受到
好处。Because you are bearing fruit that we can all enjoy.
所以你看教会里面有的同龄离世，大家非常的惋惜。
So we see how sad we are when a certain church member passes away.
这个不只是一种感情而已。
This is not just an emotional response.
因为他们确实是有结果子。
It's because the person had used to bear fruit.
我们享受他所结的果子。
We enjoyed the fruit that they bore.
所以有一天这个人不在了。
Now one day that person is no longer around.
好像那个果树忽然不见了。
As if that fruit tree just disappeared.
我们就好像损失了什么。
Then we seem to have lost something.
所以这一个人啊，对我们来讲变成很重要。
And that person was important to us.
那多结果子，神就得到荣耀。
And if we bear much fruit, then God will be glorified.
第二个。
Second point.
我们如果跟神的性情有份。
If we have a part in his divine nature.
在第十节，这样行就永远不失脚。
Then in verse 10, it says that then you will never stumble.
Yeah.我们信仰就不会跌倒。
That we will not stumble in our faith.
我们一直在追求，一直在进步，一直在结果子，就不会跌倒。
When we continue to pursue and continue to bear fruit, we will not stumble.
我们人会跌倒，是因为没有追求。
We stumble because we do not pursue.
啊，灵性越来越退步。
Our faith goes downhill.
啊，那到最后就跌倒了。
And eventually we stumble.
啊，那第三个。
Third point.
叫你们啊，第十一节，丰丰富富进入基督永远的国。
So that you will be supplied to you abundantly in the everlasting kingdom.
啊，神的国是永远的。
The kingdom of God is eternal.
我们要进去。
We want to enter it.
而且要丰丰富富的进去。
And we want to enter it supplied in abundance.
义人要发光像太阳。
The righteous will shine like the sun.
摩西、以利亚在神的国还活着。
Moses and Elijah are still living in God's kingdom.
以及跟主耶稣在变貌山上显现。
And that's why they showed up in the mountain of transfiguration.
这个叫做永恒的价值。
And that is an eternal value.
哦，所以如果我们投资在追求跟神的性情有份。
So if we put our pursuit in partaking in his divine nature.
啊，今生可以造就人，荣耀神。
Then we can edify man today in our world today.
我们的信仰不至于跌倒。
Our faith will not stumble.
啊，在我们死了以后。
And when we die.
我们在天国有荣耀。
Then we will be glorified in heaven.
所以信耶稣要追求什么？
So what do we need to pursue in believing in Christ?
追求神的恩典很好。
It's good to seek his blessings.
但是最好的是追求跟神的性情有份。
But the best is to pursue having a part in his divine nature.
所以我们大家要修正我们信仰追求的方向。
We need to adjust what we seek in our faith.
我一生我很感谢神，我只要活得很平安，生活很顺利，我就没有求。无所求了。
So we just seek for peace, you know, peace in our life, and there's nothing else that we want to ask for.
啊，不做知足常乐，这是好的。
So to be satisfied and you know live long, that's a good thing.
但是如果我们的信仰就停在那个地方
，But if that's all there is to our faith,
很可惜呀。
Then it is a shame.
因为有一个又宝贵又极大的应许，我们没有追求。
Because there is a great and precious promise that you are not seeking.
所以我们活着很平安，生活很顺利，感谢神，这不错。
So if our life is peaceful and smooth, that's good.
但是在这个基础上，我要更加的努力去追求。
But we should use that as a foundation to strive harder.
追求跟神的性情有份。
To pursue having a part in Christ.
让我们的身上能够彰显主耶稣的形象。
So that we can show the likeness of Christ in us.
这个叫做成熟。
And that is maturity.
如果到 Google 去，成熟什么定义？
So if you look at in Google, what does it mean to be mature?
它会列出差不多十点的定义。
And they usually will list like 10 points.
那你如果有一二三四五六七八九十，你就是一个很成熟的人。
So if you meet all 10 criteria, then that means you're mature.
那我们信耶稣的人是不是用 Google 弄出来来判定这个基督徒很成熟呢？
So do we use Google to judge whether a Christian is mature or not?
不是的。
No.
我们的成熟定义是什么？
So what is maturity in our definition?
圣经说你要完全。
You have to be complete.
要跟天父一样完全。
You need to be perfect, like our Christ Jesus is perfect.
跟天父一样完全就是成熟。
To be perfect like our Heavenly Father, that is maturity.
那历史上有哪一个人跟天父一样完全呢？
So in history, who has been perfect like Jesus Christ?
天父
like our Heavenly Father.
就是只有一个人。
Oh, there is only one.
他就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
所以所谓成熟就是跟主耶稣一样。
So when we say that we're mature, that means we are like Jesus Christ.
我们的想法跟主耶稣一样。
We think like Jesus Christ.
我们的看事情跟主耶稣一样。
We see things like Jesus Christ.
我们的感觉跟主耶稣一样。
We experience things like Jesus Christ.
我们做的决定跟主耶稣一样。
We make decisions like Jesus Christ.
我们的价值观跟主耶稣一样。
We have the same value system as Jesus Christ.
这个叫做成熟。
That is maturity.
这个需要去追求。
We need to pursue this.
这就是基督徒要努力的方向。
And that is the direction that all Christians must pursue.
因为这种属灵的成熟不但可以得神的恩典，而且在来世有赏赐。
This type of spiritual maturity will lead us blessings in this life and in our eternal life.
好，那要怎么追求？
So how do we pursue?
好，我们现在看彼得后书第一章。
Turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。
2 Peter chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith of virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
这个地方说要分外殷勤，有信心，要加上有德性。第一个要追求就是要追求有信心。
So first thing that we need to pursue is faith.
所以我们信仰追求什么？第一个追求有信心。
So in our faith, we obviously have to seek faith first.
但是我们一般都是把信心跟神迹奇事连在一起。
But we often connect faith with signs and miracles.
所以我们一提到信心是什么？
So,
瞎子看见，瘸腿走路，死人复活，魔鬼赶出去。
So when we speak of faith, we often talk about the blind seeing, the crippled being able to walk, the dead rising.
不错，那个是信心。
That does require faith.
但是如果信心只是这个，
But if that is it to faith,
我今天也没有瞎子，我也没有死，我也没有魔鬼附身。
Well, today I am not blind. I am not a cripple. I don't have a demon in me.
就好像说我不需要信心。
So it seems like I don't need faith.
其实信仰生活每一分钟都需要信心。
But our life of faith requires faith.
信心是什么？
So what is faith?
我们看希伯来书十一章。
Let's turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrew chapter 11.
第一节。
Verse 1.
Hebrews
chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
这里说信心就是对所盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
So here it's the, you know, faith is a substance of the things hoped for.
对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
And the evidence of things not seen.
我们所盼望的是什么？
So what do we hope for?
从比较小来讲，就是我们有困难向神祷告，我们盼望神替我们解决。
So when we face a difficulty, we ask God to solve our problems.
但如果我们真的有信心，
If we truly have faith,
我们祷告完，我们有把握，主耶稣听了我祷告。
Once we pray, we will have confidence that God has listened to our prayers.
但是信心更大的表现是什么？
But what is the greater substance?
我们有活泼的盼望
is to have a living hope.
什么是活泼的盼望？
So what is this living hope?
所以要得到不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残在天上的冠冕。
It's a hope of eternal glory in heaven.
你相信吗？
Do you believe it?
我的人生就是要为着天上的冠冕。
I live today for glory in heaven.
那是地上没有办法比较的。
And there's nothing that can be compared in this world.
不会朽坏，不会玷污，不会衰残。
Because it will not disappear, it will not be destroyed.
如果我们真的相信，
if we truly believe this,
你想想，为着地上的好处可以拼。
You work so hard for the things of this world.
但是为着天上那个最大的好处，我们当然可以全力以赴去追求。
But for the sake of the greatest benefit in heaven, then of course we will try our hardest.
但是我们现在是怎么样？
But what do we do today?
对世界上眼睛看得见的全力以赴。
We put our all into the things that we can see.
对属灵上看不见的马马虎虎。
But for the things that we cannot see in our faith, in our spirit, then we just, you know, put some effort.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们信心不够。
Because we don't have enough faith.
我们要凭信心，不是凭着眼见。
So by faith means that doesn't mean it's by the things that we see.
那当中我们真的有信心的时候，
When we truly have faith,
好像就是眼睛看到。
It is as though we can see.
你就会对属灵的天国的这种非常的追求。
Then we will pursue the things in our spirit and our faith.
信心就对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
So faith is the evidence of things unseen.
没有看见是什么？
What does it mean if it's not seen?
没有看见就是圣经描写的天国。
The unseen is heaven.
你有没有看到？没有。
Have you seen it? No.
那你怎么知道？
Now, how do you know?
因为我信。
It's because I believe.
天国有多好？
How good is heaven?
圣经说，眼睛没有看过，心里想没有想过的。
The Bible tells us that it is something that we cannot imagine.
你看过没有？没有。
Have you seen it? No.
但是如果我们有信心，
But if we have faith,
就感觉到我有证据。
Then we will feel that we have evidence.
我将来就是要去那里。
That I will be going there.
那这种信心会彻底改变我们的价值观。
And this type of faith will completely transform your value system.
所以信耶稣不是我们自己怀着一套人生的理想，现在靠着耶稣把我这一套人生理想今生把它行出来，不是这个样子的。
So faith isn't about being able to live out the ideals that you have for this world.
人一生是在戏台上演戏。
Now, all life is a stage.
每一个人都会下台。
Everyone will have to exit the stage.
这不是永久的。
It's not eternal.
下台以后，
What happens after you leave the stage?
我是什么人？
What type of person am I?
我的主人怎么看待我？
What does my master think of me?
这个才是最重要。
That is what matters.
所以信心会彻底改变我们的价值观。
Faith will fully transform our values.
为什么我们要追求信心？
So why do we have to seek faith?
因为信心影响我们的观念。
Because faith will change our thoughts.
信心会把我们带到神的面前。
Faith will bring us before God.
虽然没有看到神,
even though we can't see God,
但是因为我们信他,
but because we believe in Him,
我们每一天都活在神面前,
then every day we live before Him.
因为我们信他, 他要赏赐我们。
Because we believe in Him, He will reward us.
所以我们每一天都想要讨他的喜悦。
So every day we live to please Him.
因为我们信他会审判我们。
And because we believe in Him, He will judge us.
所以每一天都敬畏他, 远离恶事。
So that every day we worship Him andStay far from evil.
这是第一个我们要追求的。
And that is what we need to pursue first.
所以信仰如果没有追求,
if we do not pursue our faith,
好像每一天活着没事情。
And every day we live like nothing's going on.
我说受洗，我现在是天国的儿女。
I have already been baptized, so I am a child. I'm a child of heaven.
我得圣灵，稳稳上天国。
I have been baptized, so I will go to heaven.
过一天算一天，混来混去，不好像没事情。
And every day you're just gonna go live like the next and.Like there's nothing to do.
其实不是这样的。
It's not, shouldn't be like this.
圣经引导很清楚，我们信耶稣要努力什么。
The Bible clearly tells us what we need to pursue.
第一个是信心。
First is faith.
好，那接下去呢？
Then after this?
第五节后，信心加上有德性。
In verse 5, you know, add to your faith virtue.
好，德性就是在我们日常生活上的一种改变。
Virtue requires a transformation in our daily lives.
也就是赞美诗里面说，让别人在我们身上看到神。
As stated in the hymn, let others,
看到主耶稣。
Let others see Jesus in you.
主耶稣来传什么？
What did Jesus come to preach?
主耶稣来传救恩。
Lord Jesus came to preach salvation.
主耶稣就是来传他自己。
Lord Jesus came to preach himself.
他所传的道理是以他本身为基础的。
He preached with himself as the foundation.
你看他 传爱，他就是爱本身。
When he preached love, he himself was love.
他就是赦免，他就是能够赦免。
He is the one who was able to forgive.
这个叫做信仰的实质，不是一套理论，他实际上在生活就是表现出来。
So he lives out what he preaches.
因此我们要追求德性。
And so we need to seek virtue.
让别人在我们身上看到主耶稣。
So that others can see Jesus in us.
这个需要有相当大的努力。
And this requires great effort.
有时候我们常常在想，我是不是一个好的基督徒。
Sometimes we may think, am I a good Christian?
到最后答案是什么？
What's your answer?
有时候我们跟米迦书，那个讲的差不多。
And sometimes it may be like the book of Micah.
在米迦书那个时代。
During the time of Micah.
他们信仰退步到剩两件事情。
Their faith deteriorated to the point that to two points.
第一个守节。
One, they honored the festivals.
第二个献祭。
And they offered sacrifices.
我只要有守七大节期、五大献祭我已经不错了。
So long as I honor the seven festivals and make the five sacrifices, then that's good enough.
那以现在来讲。
But for today,
是什么?
What is that?
我每个安息日我都有去，我守安息日。
It means as long as I honor the Sabbath every day, every week.
再来，我都有献十一捐的，一毛不缺。
I always offer tithe. I never give less.
所以我们人在判断我是不是好基督徒，就是我有没有守安息日，我有没有献十一捐。如果有，我不错啦。
So as humans, we may judge: Am I a good Christian? Do I offer tithe? And do I go to honor Sabbath? It's good enough.
如果是这样，做基督徒太简单了。
If that were so, then it's too easy being a Christian.
但是米迦书里面讲神要的是什么？
But Micah tells us what God wants.
我们看六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8.
米迦书六章八节。
Chapter 6, verse 8. Micah chapter 6, verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
神向你要什么？
So what does God, Lord,What does the Lord require of you?
不只是守节跟献祭。
It is not enough to honor the festivals and the sacrifices.
第一个，行公义。
First, we need to do justly.
行公义是什么？
What does it mean to do justly?
一切所做的在神面前都是对的。
In other words, everything needs to be right before God.
就是神对亚伯兰99岁的要求，你要在我面前做完全人。
It is as God commanded Abraham when he was 99 that you need to be perfect before me. This is not easy.
哦，我们常常觉得我很完全。
Sometimes we think we're pretty perfect.
哦，这是我在我面前。
And it's before myself.
哦，但是如果在神面前。
But before God.
哦，我们是完全人吗？
Are we perfect?
哦，这个叫做公义。
That is mean, that's what it means to do justly.
好怜悯就是对别人。
To love mercy is something we do to others.
那这个怜悯会产生很多其他的美德。
Because having mercy will lead to other beautiful characteristics.
有怜悯，我们人就会谦卑。
If we have mercy, love mercy, then we will be humble.
有怜悯，我们就会温柔。
If we love mercy, then we will be gentle.
一大堆美德就是从爱出来的。
So all these beautiful characteristics come from loving mercy.
那再来，存谦卑的心与神同行。
To walk humbly with your God.
就是在生活中确实尊神为大。
To truly see God as the greatest in your life.
那这个叫做德性。
That's virtue.
所以有的信心要加上有德性。
So once we have faith, we also need to seek virtue.
我们现在回来看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第五节。
Verse 5.
说有德性要加上知识。
And to virtue, knowledge.
知识是什么？
What is knowledge?
这里的知识就是认识神的知识。
So knowledge here represents our understanding of the Lord.
有时候我们常常听人讲，信耶稣傻傻信就好，怎么想这么多？
Some people say it's easier to be a fool and to believe in Jesus Christ like a fool.
你看我从小信到现在，也没有怎么样。
So I've believed in Jesus Christ since I was a child and nothing has happened.
这个好像五十年前、八十年前，父母对小孩子讲不需要读书了。你看我没有读书，也活得很好。
It is as like a parent 50 years ago saying to their kids, "I don't really have to study. I mean, I never study and I'm fine."
那知识就是认识神的知识。
Knowledge is knowledge in Jesus Christ.
为什么我们要有认识神的知识
？So why do we need to have knowledge in the Lord Jesus?
如果我们真的认识神
，Because if we truly know the Lord,
我们就会知道他是至宝。
Then we will know that he is no precious.
所以什么我们今天对神好像有也好，不没有也没有什么关系。
So why do some people feel like it's good to have Jesus, but it's fine if we don't?
因为我们不认识他。
It's because we don't know him.
认识神，你就知道他是至宝。
If we know him, then we will know his value.
第二个。
Second point.
认识神，我们的生命才会更新。
Once we know Jesus Christ, will we be able to renew our lives?
你看我们每一天出门要不要照镜子？
Do we look in the mirror before we leave every day?
为什么要照镜子？
Why?
在镜子里面我们看到自己。
Because we can see ourselves in the reflection.
哪个地方不完全，再加以修饰，我们就完全了。
We can make adjustments, and then we can leave.
雅各书第一章说，听到就是对着镜子看自己。
So James chapter 1 says that listening to the word is like looking in a mirror.
那如果我们对神认识越清楚，
So once we have a clear understanding of our Lord Jesus Christ,
用这个知识来对照我们自己，
once we use this knowledge to reflect upon ourselves,
我们才知道哪个地方要改进。
Then we will see areas for improvement.
我们现在看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三章的第九节、第十节。
Verse 9 and 10. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds. 10. And have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里说我们要做新人。
So here it says that we need to be the new man.
怎么做新人？
How do we become the new man?
在认识主耶稣的这个知识上来更新自己。
We need to be renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him.
所以我们每一天对主耶稣有新的认识，然后用这个知识来对照自己，来改正自己，这个叫做更新。
So every day when we have new knowledge of Jesus Christ, then we will be renewed.
我们常常讲谦卑。
Sometimes we often talk about humility.
什么叫谦卑？
What does it mean to be humble?
如果用世俗来讲，
If we speak it in worldly terms,
你不要自夸自己嘛，这是谦卑第一步。
Basically, you don't praise yourself.
第二个，有人称赞你，至少要谦虚啊。
And if others congratulate you, you need to be humble.
你不会说，本来我就是这样啊，你到今天才知道啊。
You shouldn't say, well, I've always been this way, you just realized.
所以我们用世俗来讲谦卑，我们已经差不多很谦卑了。
So in worldly terms, we are pretty humble.
但是如果我们认识主耶稣，
But if we come to know Jesus Christ,
什么是谦卑？
What is humility?
谦卑就是往下降。
Humility means putting yourself down.
从天国降为人，
from heaven down to a man.
像为仆人洗人的脚。
Then down to a servant who washes the feet of others.
我愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我在世界上如果很有成就，我愿意来到教会煮饭扫厕所吗？
If I am successful in this world, am I willing to come to church to cook for others and clean the bathrooms?
我们用认识主耶稣的知识来对照我们自己。
We need to use the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ to reflect upon ourselves.
谦卑是这样子。
So that is humility.
这个还不够。
But it's not enough.
再往下降。
We need to lower ourselves even more.
降为罪人。
To become a sinner.
被钉在十字架上。
Needs to be nailed on the cross.
存心顺服以至于死。
So that we will follow to the point of death.
这个叫做谦卑。
That is humility.
已经没有我了。
There's no longer I.
神要我做什么我就做。
Whatever God wants me to do, I will do.
这个叫做谦卑。
That is humility.
没有我了。
No more me.
所以当我们认识了主耶稣。
Once we come to know Jesus Christ,
我们才知道说什么叫做更新像主耶稣。
Then we will know what it means to be renewed in His likeness.
不认识主耶稣就不认识自己。
Because if we do not know Jesus Christ, then we do not know ourselves.
因为我们缺乏一面镜子。
Because we are missing this mirror.
我们对自己是无知的。
We are ignorant about ourselves.
当我们认识了主耶稣，有这个知识，我们信仰就很稳固，有根基。
But once we know Jesus Christ and we bear this knowledge, then we have a solid foundation.
好，我们再回来看彼得后书第一章。
Turn back to 2 Peter chapter 1.
第六节。
Verse 6. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness.
有知识要加上有节制。
So.To knowledge, self-control.
这个节制哈，最小的表现哦，最简单的表现，吃饭要有节制。
So the very, very basic understanding of self-control means we can see in how we eat.
吃饭七分饱，这个就是节制。
That if we can say we're 70% full and that is enough, that's self-control.
吃的过多。
If we overeat,
才要减肥，这个就没有节制。
And then we have to diet, then that is a lack of self-control.
所以这个信仰生活是很实际的。
So this is a very practical understanding of Christian life.
但是这里的节制最重要不是在强调那个。
But the point is not in self-control.
最重要是我们的生活要平衡。
But to have balance.
那要平衡一定要有节制。
And in order to achieve balance, we need to have self-control.
没有节制生活没有办法平衡的。
Without self-control, you cannot achieve balance in your life.
所以有时候我们看到一个人世界一直拼下去。
So sometimes we may feel that the world is going downhill.
钱赚越来越多。
Even though we make more money.
每次都是在感谢神。
And we always thank God.
但是
However,
没有家庭生活。
You have no family life.
你家人连一起吃饭都没有时间了。
Your family doesn't even have time to eat together.
再来没有信仰生活。
And you have no Christian life.
没有办法服侍神啊。
And you never have time to serve God.
这个神就是钱啊。
God is wealth.
这个就是没有节制。
But you have no self-control.
那没有节制，生活就没有平衡啊。
But if you have no self-control, then you cannot achieve balance.
以扫搬到别示巴。
Esau moved to Beersheba.
他做三件事情。
To do three things.
第一个，筑一座坛。
First, he built an altar.
献祭。
And then offered a sacrifice.
第二个。
Second.
支搭帐篷。
He set up his tent.
家庭生活。
So that he has a family life.
第三个，挖一口井。
Third, he dug a well.
牧羊，以现在来讲是职业生活。
And in modern sense, that is his career.
所以我们的一生要有三个生活的内容。
So we need to have these three elements in our life.
而且它有优先顺序。
And there's a priority to them.
那要达到有三个生活内容又有优先顺序，就要有节制。
So in order to have these elements in our life and to have this proper priority, then we need to exercise self-control. 以扫
去打猎，猎昏了。
Esau, on the other hand, went hunting till the point of exhaustion.
累昏了，做错误的决定。
And because he was so tired, he made the wrong decision.
张子明为了一斗碗红豆汤卖掉了。
And I mean, for the sake of a bowl of lentil soup, he sold his birthright.
所以我们不要看到弟兄姊妹在世上飞黄腾达，一直感谢神祝福，神祝福你。
So when we see other people, other members who are very successful and seem to be very blessed, and you know, thank God for it.
如果没有节制,
if they don't exercise self-control,
信仰灵性很可能就死在那个地方。
Their faith may die there.
因为人生是有限的。
Because life is limited.
所以要节制。
So we need to exercise self-control.
生活才能平衡。
Then we can have balance.
我们再看下面。
Let's continue.
还要加上敬虔。忍耐加上敬虔。
And to self-control, perseverance.
为什么要忍耐?
Why do we need self-control.
主耶稣在十字架上忍耐到底。
Jesus Christ, when he was on the cross, he exercised self-control to the very end. 救恩才能成全。And there he fulfilled the law.
如果他在十字架上很痛苦，不要了，他直接升天了，救恩就没有完成了。
If he suffered so much and he said this is enough and just went back to ascended to heaven,
有时候我们要带领我们自己家人的信仰。
Then, when we guide our own family's faith,
祷告五年了，他还不信。
We may have prayed for 5 years and someone still doesn't come to believe.
我祷告十年了，那孩子还不回来教会。
We prayed for 10 years and our child still does not come back to church.
好辛苦，不祷告了。
It's just too much work. I don't want to pray.
忍耐不下去就结束了。
Because we don't exercise, we don't persevere, so we end our work.
什么是忍耐？
So what does it mean?
虽然一个人祷告很辛苦。
Mean to have perseverance, even though it takes a lot of effort to pray.
我要忍耐到底。
I will persevere to the end.
什么叫做到底？
And what does it mean to the end?
我要祷告他来信耶稣为止。
I will pray till he comes to believe.
因为这是合神旨意的。
Because this is the will of God.
我要祷告到我的家人回来教会为止。
I will pray till my family comes back to church.
这个要忍耐啊。
That requires perseverance.
行善受苦，如果没有忍耐，做不完的了。
If we do try to do good and suffer without perseverance, we can't do this work.
所以要叫一个人做圣工做五分钟，你叫一大堆。
If you ask someone to do holy work for 5 minutes, it's easy to get a lot of people.
你要叫一个人做圣工五个钟头，一半跑掉了。
If you ask them to do holy work for 5 hours, half the people will disappear.
你要叫一个人做圣工做五天，可能剩十分之一。
And if you tell someone to do holy work for 5 days, you may only have a tenth of the people left.
但是要忍耐到底，圣工才能做得完。
But you have to persevere to the end to complete the holy work.
我们才能够行善到底。
Then we can do good to the end.
最后。
Finally,
要爱弟兄，要加上爱。
To, we have to add love.
人跟人的关系有两个方法。
So there are two ways to interact with people.
第一个，地上的方法。
First, the way of this world.
如果不是因为血亲，就是因为姻亲，不然就是朋友。
So we are either blood relations, or we are friends, or
by blood,
or we are or by or by related by marriage.
Yeah.这个是地上人的关系。
So those are the basic relationships.
但是这个不是我们在教会里面强调的。
But that's not what we emphasize in the church.
我们强调的是什么？
What do we emphasize?
我们的关系是从天上来的。
Our relationships come from heaven.
为什么叫弟兄姐妹？
Why are we called brothers and sisters?
因为我们有共同的父亲。
Because we have the same father.
他就是我们的神。
He is our God.
神的爱把我们拉在一起。
God's love has drawn us together.
所以天下变成一家人。
So under heaven, we are all one family.
如果没有爱，
If there is no love,
这个关系就结束了。
Then this relationship is ended.
如果有爱，
if there is love,
像主耶稣这么爱我们，
like as Jesus Christ loves us,
这个关系会比血亲，会比姻亲，会比朋友更强。
Then this relationship will tie us more strongly than family or marriage or friendship.
因为爱如死一样坚强。
Because we'll love to death.
所以到最后我们是一个家庭。
And we'll be one family.
我们是一个身体。
We are one body.
为什么？
Why?
主的爱把我们绑在一起。
Because the love of God binds us together.
人生是有限的。
Life is limited.
请问我们要投资在哪里？
So where shall we invest?
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
442.
442.